Dr. Deming's theory of profound knowledge includes four components. 1. Appreciation for a system. 2. Knowledge about variation. 3. Theory of knowledge. And 4. Psychology. Questions related to component 1. 1. What does Dr. Deming mean by appreciation for a system? A leader must understand the system in order to optimize the system. This means that a leader must understand the parts, or subsystems, and how they fit together. The connections, interrelationships, interdependencies, and variation within the system are all critical to management since management is prediction. 2. Why does Dr. Deming say that the parts cannot manage themselves? If the parts are allowed to manage themselves, they tend to become competitive in the pursuit of their own self-interest. In addition, everyone doing their best sub-optimizes the performance of the system, because the parts cannot see the whole. A good example of this lack of communication problem is illustrated in the beer game. See Dr. Senge's book or Dr. Martin's summary for more explanation of the beer game. 3. Why is Dr. Deming against management by objectives? Management by objectives is an example of management by results. According to Dr. Deming, setting objectives without a method of achieving the objectives tends to cause tampering with the system, and only makes things worse. Setting goals, objectives, budgets, etc., without a method is nonsense. 4. Why is Dr. Deming against voting and compromise? This question relates to question 2. Actions should be based on what is in the best interest of the system, not individual interest. People tend to vote based on their own self-interest, not based on what is best for the system, because they do not think in terms of the system. This is human nature. A compromise also tends to automatically sub-optimize the system and produce winners and losers, as in a zero-sum game. What is needed is a win-win system, where everyone wins. The theory of profound knowledge is offered as a method of moving toward such a system. Questions related to component 2. 5. What does Dr. Deming mean by knowledge about variation? A leader must have knowledge about the variation in the system he or she is trying to manage so that they will not confuse common causes or system variation with special or assignable cause variation. Consult the material related to statistical process control for more specificity on this point. 6. What is the Rebid experiment and why did Deming use it? Dr. Deming uses the Rebid experiment to emphasize several points. First, the experiment provides a typical illustration of bad management. There are too many employees involved, and the rigid procedures do not allow workers to offer suggestions for improvement. In addition, during the experiment, Dr. Deming, who serves as the manager, continually blames the workers for defective products that are caused by the system. Second, system variation, frequently referred to as random variation, is inevitably present in any process, operation, or activity, and management must understand the difference between the two types of variation. Blaming workers for system variation is confusing assignable causes with common causes of variation. It represents a type 1 error in statistical process control. Third, knowledge of one source of system variation, such as the proportion of defects in the incoming supply, cannot be used to determine the total effect of system variation, such as the proportion of defects in the output. This is because unobservable factors will always affect performance, and there is no basis for assuming that the effects of these factors will be equally distributed across workers. This is a common mistake in ranking employees. Fourth, all workers perform within a system that is beyond their control. This point simply reinforces point 3 above. Fifth, there will always be some workers that are above the average and some workers that are below the average. Of course, practically everyone knows that this is true. But the problem is that we tend to think of someone below average as inferior, when in fact in a ranking of any group of people, regardless of how accomplished the group is, approximately half must be below average. Sixth, a worker's position in the ranking may vary from one period to the next. Seventh, workers should not be ranked because doing so merely represents a ranking of the effect of the system on the workers. In the Rebid experiment, 100% of the variation in the workers' performances is determined by the system. Even in this controlled experiment, where the workers use the same inputs and tools, they are all victims of the system, and cannot be compared in any meaningful way. 8. Only management can change the system. Finally, empirical evidence, that is, observations of facts, as opposed to second-hand information, or information further removed from facts such as opinion, is never complete. There are always a large number of variables that affect any set of performance results, many of which are unknown and unknowable. The Rebid experiment is deceptively simple, because it provides a powerful message that is difficult for many to grasp. In summary, the misconception that workers can be meaningfully ranked is based on two faulty assumptions. The first assumption is that each worker can control his or her performance. Dr. Deming estimated that 94% of the variation in any system is attributable to the system, not to the people working in the system. The second assumption is that any system variation will be equally distributed across workers. Dr. Deming taught that there is no basis for this assumption in real life experiences. The source of the confusion comes from statistical probability theory, where random numbers are used to obtain samples from an known population. When random numbers are used in an experiment, there is only one source of variation, so the randomness tends to be equally distributed. This is because samples based on random numbers are not influenced by such things as the characteristics of the inputs and tools and other real-world phenomena. However, in real-life experiences, there are many identifiable causes of variation, as well as a great many others, that are unknown. According to Dr. Deming, the interaction of these forces will produce unbelievably large differences between people, and there is no logical basis for assuming that these differences will be equally distributed. 7. Joyner and Goddard indicate that there are four causes of variation. These include common, special, tampering, and structural. What is tampering? How do we know it is tampering? There are different ways to answer this question. One is to say that tampering results when changes are randomly made to an operation on a trial and error basis without theory. This causes more variation in performance, and the system becomes less stable and less predictable. Trying to improve the performance of a process based on an individual result is an example of tampering. 8. How is the funnel experiment used to illustrate the concept of tampering? The funnel experiment involves dropping marbles through a funnel onto a table and marking the distribution represented by where the marbles stop rolling. Various attempts are made to reduce the amount of variation by moving the funnel around before the marbles are dropped. These attempts to improve the system represent tampering because they all produce even wider distributions or more variation rather than less. See Dr. Martin's summary of Dr. Deming's book for more explanation. 9. What is structural variation? Structural variation is created when the system changes from time to time. Seasonal variation in the amount of electric power required for heat and air conditioning provides an example. 10. Do you think there are four types of variation, or just two? Explain. Although Joyner and Goddard appear to disagree with us on this point, we see tampering as an example of special cause variation, and structural variation as an example of common cause variation. 11. Explain why Dr. Deming was opposed to ranking people from the variation perspective. Ranking people provides a good example of a type 1 error, that is, confusing common cause variation with assignable cause variation. It is simply ranking the effects of the system onto the people in the system. If everyone is ranked, type 1 errors are maximized. The assumption is that all variation is assignable and that any randomness is equally distributed across the group. If there is no ranking at all, type 2 errors would be maximized. The assumption is that all variation is common cause or system variation. Of course, there is always two kinds of variation in real-world situations. An effective manager understands the difference. Questions related to Component 3. 12. What does Deming mean by the theory of knowledge? According to Dr. Deming, there is no knowledge without theory. Knowledge is about understanding cause and effect, or about prediction. Theory leads to questions, and questions lead to knowledge. Dr. Deming said that the questions are more important than the answers, because there is seldom one right answer, but there usually is one key question to ask. 13. Deming said that you do not find knowledge in a dictionary. What did he mean by this? The dictionary contains information, not knowledge. 14. According to Deming, information is not knowledge. Why not? Many people confuse memorizing information with knowledge. Memory is not a substitute for thinking. Knowledge involves understanding cause and effect relationships. 15. Why does Deming say that experience teaches nothing without theory? Many people may have a lot of experience at doing the wrong thing. A revision of the old saying that practice makes perfect can be used to convey the idea. Practice tends to make one's technique for accomplishing a task permanent, not perfect. 16. Why is Deming against copying examples? This question is closely related to question 14. A problem in education is that we tend to be taught with examples, but this does not teach us to think. Copying examples is not thinking. We are simply using someone else's approach to solving a problem that may be quite different from the original example. Questions related to component 4. 17. What does Deming mean by psychology? Psychology relates to understanding human behavior and what motivates people. A leader or manager needs to study human behavior to be able to use intrinsic and extrinsic motivation to best advantage. 18. Why do organizations need to drive out fear? Fear causes people to hide problems and to compete rather than cooperate with each other. 19. What did Dr. Deming learn at the Hawthorne plant lighting experiment? A short answer to this question is that the lighting experiment involved various adjustments in the Hawthorne plant to improve the lighting system for the purpose of improving productivity. But increases and decreases in the amount of light all seem to improve productivity. The researchers discovered that the attention paid to the workers had more of an effect on productivity and the changes in the lighting. Dr. Deming and others learned a lot about human behavior. That showing some interest in people may cause them to respond in ways you could not predict beforehand. 20. Why was Deming opposed to ranking people from the behavioral and systems perspectives? Ranking people destroys their intrinsic motivation and prevents what Dr. Deming referred to as joy in work. 21. What is wrong with exhortations such as do it right the first time? A method is required, not exhortations. Questions related to diseases and obstacles. Diseases include 1. Lack of constancy of purpose, 2. Emphasis on short-term profits, 3. Evaluation by performance reviews and merit ratings, 4. Management mobility, 5. Management by visible figures alone, 6. Excessive medical costs, and 7. Excessive costs of liability. 22. What does Dr. Deming mean by lack of constancy of purpose? To maintain constancy of purpose means to concentrate on managing the system as a whole, not on managing the parts separately. This question is closely related to question 1 above. To manage a system, a leader must understand the system, that is, the parts, and how they fit together. The amount of interdependence determines the amount of cooperation required. Perhaps the members of a bowling team need to engage in a minimum amount of cooperation. On the other hand, the members of a 140-piece orchestra need a maximum amount of cooperation and a conductor to manage it. Likewise, the components of a business involves a considerable amount of interdependence, and these components cannot manage themselves. 23. Which diseases and obstacles are related to accounting? Generally accepted accounting has been criticized for promoting short-term thinking, emphasizing short-term profits, management by financial results, and visible figures alone, performance reviews, ranking people, and variance analysis which focuses on the parts rather than the whole. So accounting is clearly part of the set of problems Dr. Deming discussed. Other questions? 24. Dr. Deming did not use, or even recognize, the term total quality management. Why do you think Deming was opposed to this term? Dr. Deming did not accept some of the concepts and ideas associated with total quality management, and, as a result, he did not want to be labeled as a TQM advocate. He said he wanted to avoid guilt by association. For example, Dr. Deming did not accept the total defects concept that establishes a range for acceptable quality. Instead, he promoted the Taguchi loss function, or robust quality philosophy, that views any variation from a target as a loss. See Dr. Martin's summary of Deming's book, The New Economics, for more information on this issue. 25. From Dr. Deming's perspective, what is wrong with managing by results? Management by results promotes tampering with the system. People who are evaluated solely on the basis of results tend to engage in dysfunctional behavior to achieve the results. They might even seriously damage or even destroy the company to achieve the results. A better way to manage is to concentrate on the processes and work that people do, and how it relates to the overall system's performance. 26. Compare Dr. Deming's concept of a leader with the traditional American management concept of a leader. The traditional view of leadership is where managers use annual reviews, merit ratings, and rankings to manage people based on results. Dr. Deming's concept of leadership is one of helping people to do a better job, providing resources, education, methods, and an environment for people to continuously improve the system rather than ranking them, which only destroys their intrinsic motivation. Driving out fear by removing the barriers to pride and workmanship, such as slogans and quotas, so that people open up and discuss problems. In addition, following Dr. Deming's approach, companies would break down the barriers between departments so that the components of a system cooperate rather than compete. 27. Do you disagree with any of Deming's arguments? Explain. Everyone must answer this question on their own, but Dr. Deming wants us all to think in depth about what he taught. He gave us a general framework for improving the system in which we live and work, but he would not want us to copy how others applied his ideas and concepts. 28. Deming said we are being ruined by best efforts. What did he mean? Everyone may be doing their best, but doing the wrong things. The beer game provides a good example of this problem. 29. There is a popular saying, if you can't measure it, you can't manage it. Deming disagreed. Why? Many things are unknowable and unmeasurable, but we still have to find some way to manage them. 30. From Deming's perspective, what should be the role of government? In his last interview, he said the role of government is to provide equity. 31. Dr. Deming was not a fan of the ISO 9000 series of international standards. Why not? Perhaps this was because the ISO 9000 standards establish acceptable limits. His views were based on continuous improvement and the robust quality concept mentioned above. 32. Dr. Deming was critical of the Malcolm Aldridge Award. Why? The answer to this question is not clear to us, but there was some mention of asking for data that cannot be obtained. 33. Although Dr. Deming was a consultant for some of the largest organizations such as General Motors, Ford, Xerox, Procter & Gamble, and of course many Japanese companies, he was not a rich man. He lived in a relatively small two-story brick house in Washington, D.C., and worked in the basement. What do you think is the reason for Dr. Deming's modest lifestyle? This is a what do you think question, so there is no right answer. Dr. Deming said, we are not motivated by money, but instead by accomplishment, recognition, and joy in our work. Perhaps he simply lived what he taught, and was motivated by the joy in his work. It appears that helping people to understand and apply his concepts was his greatest reward. 34. Bazerman, Lowenstein, and Moore, and Healy and Polypo make some recommendations related to auditing. They argue that the problem is unconscious self-serving bias in the client-auditor relationship. Are they blaming the auditors or the system? Discuss their recommendations in relation to Dr. Deming's views on leadership and solving problems. Their arguments appear to provide considerable support for the view that the components of a system cannot manage themselves. A system where the components are allowed to manage themselves, along with the inevitable self-serving behavior, is clearly a system's problem. The authors mentioned above blame the system. They are talking about making changes in the system to prevent the behavior that is so dysfunctional to the capital market system we depend on. 35. Read the joke on American management, and answer the three questions below the joke. The joke involves a confused and inept rowing team. The questions are 1. Discuss the situation in terms of statistical process control. 2. Discuss the situation in terms of Deming's theory. And 3. Discuss the situation in terms of organization structure. The American managers confuse common cause variation with assignable cause variation and suffer from many of the deadly diseases and obstacles. For example, confusing assignable causes with common causes and management by results. Their structure represents a typical system with too many management layers who blame the workers rather than the system that they have created. 36. Dr. Deming taught that companies should compete with each other, not against each other. What did he mean? In terms of competition, Dr. Deming contends that economists have led us down the wrong road in promoting adversarial competition. Companies should work towards expanding the market, not try to destroy each other. He gave many examples of what he meant by this. One involved two service stations on opposite corners of an intersection. On weekends there was not enough business for two stations, so they decided that each station would stay open on alternate weekends. The stations also shared a tow truck and worked together in other ways to the advantage of both stations. From Dr. Deming's perspective, companies must learn to cooperate before they can learn to compete.